We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
We know how the story ends. We know what's coming. But we know ultimately how it ends. A couple of things real quick. Sort of some house cleaning, housekeeping for the year kind of stuff, just to sort of let you know some things, some little things. Inside the bulletin, you know how over there normally on the opening side down there in the middle you have missionaries and things to pray for, people in those. Changing that up a little this year. We get a calendar in the office every year, a couple of calendars, actually. We've been doing the missionaries. This year, we're going to be using a lot of the ministries and activities and things that go on inside of our state and the Southern Baptist Convention and things. Like this morning, it's asking to pray for Brother Rick Lance. Many of you remember Rick Lance was the pastor of First Baptist Tuscaloosa many, many, many years ago, and now he's over the state, sort of over the convention here in the state, and we're going to be praying for different entities, so that's going to be different. Also, if you look over there, we were reading. Remember last year we read through the Old Testament. We've read through the Bible. We've read through the Old Testament. We've read through the New Testament. We've read through the Bible. We've memorized Scripture. We've done lots of things. This year, we're sort of going to mix it up a little bit. And I want to encourage you. Listen, start of the year, let me encourage you. Stay in the Bible. Pick one of those Bible apps. I know many of you are doing those. Raise your hand if you're doing one of those Bible reading apps. Raise your hand. See, hands are everywhere. Let me encourage you to do those. Bible Recap is good. It's different in that it's chronological. It's not Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, things like that. It is chronological, and it's going to bounce you around a little bit, but it's really good. There's lots of really good resources out there. On your phone is so much. Guess what else is on there besides Facebook and Instagram and TikToks and shops and all of that? Guess what you have? A bunch of them. You don't have to just pick it up and read it. You can read it. You can hear it. You can ride to work listening to it. You can do it many different ways. Bury the Word of God in your heart, church. Do not, just because you're not going to hear me up there saying, hey, have you read through this? Hey, have you read through this? Something you're going to continue to hear me say is, are you in the Word? Stay in the Word of God. Have you a system? There is absolutely no reason. Who in here does not have a cell phone? You don't have to look around. And y'all don't need a cell phone. These are little bitties up here. They don't need a cell phone. You have no excuse, y'all. We got word on top of word on top of word on top of word. We got earbuds and pods and pads and every kind of something you can imagine. We in the car, we're in our homes, we got all of that stuff. Put the Word in you, okay? That you are going to hear me regularly talk about. Stay in the Word. Are you in the Word? For those of you that are up to date, praise God. Listen, let your phone stay on you. Let your little notification be what kind of pushes you. I'm just going to prod you and say, stay in the Word. Because here's the thing. It's the beginning of the year. We're only how many days in? 5 days in or whatever? You can start over. All we read is like Genesis and some Job and a little bit of Genesis and a little bit of Job. That's kind of where we are right now. So you can kind of catch up and say, hey, you're not behind. And don't feel like you're behind. And here's what happens so often. People start and they miss a few days and they're like, oh my goodness, I'll never catch back up. We got all of eternity to read this book. We got all of eternity to study. You're not going to be behind. If you're putting the Word of God in your heart, I'm on my phone way too much, admittedly. But one of the things during all my doings is I try to read. she listens. She's really good at listening. And she's gotten me to, hey, you ought to listen to that stuff. And I'm sort of catching on. I don't catch on much, but I'm kind of trying to catch on. Listening. Guys, we have no excuse. We have no excuse. Put the Word of God in your heart, in your life, okay? There's so many thoughts going through my mind today. There's so many, I guess, directions we could go. Think about it. You got a brand new year, you got a whole new year. Hey, what direction you want to take a church? What direction you want to spiritually move a church in and all that? Last year, remember, it was following in your lane, stay in your course. Don't worry about him or them and just stay, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. What do you want to do? Let me ask you, what do you want out of this year? What do you want out of this year? This past Wednesday night was phenomenal, y'all. New Year's Eve, we had over about 110, I believe, in the room at the strike of midnight having the Lord's Supper. It was awesome. Started the year off. How do you want this year? And don't just say it's just another day. It don't have to be. I'm just going through the motions. It don't have to be. We serve a God who is a great forgetter. As far as east is from the west, I messed up yesterday. So what? Repent, get back up, and move on. Do it again. I've never been good at that, Brother Shannon. We'll start over. I've never been one to. Excuses. Remember that song we used to sing when we was excuses, you hear them every day. Have you ever not had a good excuse? And can't you quickly come up with one? I mean, in a heartbeat. It don't even have to be true, does it? No, you can tell a lie just to get me. They got me. Well, let me lie really good real quick. You don't have to. We don't have to do that, y'all. We know how the story ends. But you know what? We also know what God has done till now. You know? We also have how the story began. We have the first. We have all that He's done in the past. We have what He's going to do in the future. We have how He has, remember last week, all of our roller coasters and all of that stuff. We know how faithful God has been, how patient He's been, long-suffering, and how He's seen us do some really foolish things. And you know, we've watched God work in the people's lives around us. We've watched Him work miracles. We've watched Him show up and show out time and time and time and time and time again. He's going to continue. He's not going to stop. He don't change. Look over with me at a verse. And I mentioned this past Wednesday night. I said, for those of you that are here, I'm going to kind of tell you where we're going and what we're doing. Ephesians chapter 3. It's just a verse. It's a thought. It's a word. I couldn't shake it. I hadn't been able to shake it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Verse 20 and 21. Actually, you need both verses, 20 and 21. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now, I'm going to get into the context of what all is going on in the book. You've read Ephesians many times. You know Paul is in jail and he's writing and he's encouraging. And it is a powerful book. In chapter 2, it shows how messed up and how lost and hopeless we were. It shows that we had no hope. Chapter 3 comes in and says, look, guys, The mystery was you had no hope, but now you do. The mystery was that the Gentiles were outside, but now they've been brought in. Surprise, you have hope. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, it says this, now to Him who is able to do far more, abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. It's a doxology. It's the end of a prayer. These two verses are the end of a prayer. They're an exclamation, a celebration, just an overwhelming wow. Now to Him who is able to do far more. Let me give you some. Listen to this. I got this parallel Bible. Got several of them. One of the things it does is it's New Testament only. It would be massive if it was old and new. Has like 8 different versions in one Bible. So right here, I've got King James, New Century, New International, New King James, New American Standard, Century Version, New Living, The Message. Listen to what, and around the room, everybody's not New American Standard like I read. King James says this, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, be above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us." Listen to that. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Notice how the different translation teams, when they tried to put words on God's capability and the description on the God that we serve, and King James way back in the day, exceedingly, abundantly, above. New American, I just read, said abundantly beyond all. New International reads this, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine." New Living says this, "Now glory be to God by his mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish," listen to this word, I like this, "infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope." Guys, now to him who is able to do infinitely more than we were ever able to ask or hope or dream. New King James, to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Contemporary, "I praise to Christ and the church will forever bring praise to God. His power at work was to do more than we dare to ask or imagine." New Century, "God do much more than anything we can ask." The Message. Listen, I like how I go to The Message every so often just for, I need some more. What are we saying here? All right, what did you think about this? Listen to this, church. You're like, "Brother Shannon, where are you going with this? I'm literally camped out on this." This is the God we serve. This is the God that is carrying us the rest of our lives. This is our Savior. This is our Lord who can do more than we imagine and more than we dream and more than we think and more than we ask. The Message says this: God can do anything. You know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. Okay, that begs the question. Smart people throughout our past, doesn't matter where you grew up, whether you're King James, New King James, NIV, New American Standard, Message, NLT, doesn't matter what version, doesn't matter what preacher, doesn't matter what your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents said you always read, every one of those translating groups are sitting here telling us when they get to Paul's exclamation about the God that we go to, the God that we have, the God that we serve. God can do anything. Okay. If God can do more than we ever dreamed, imagined, request, hoped, thought, If God is infinitely above and infinitely more powerful and there's nothing that he can't do that's outside of his ability, what does that beg? If we're asking here and if we're dreaming here and if we're imagining here and we're thinking here, And we're like, yeah, but Brother Shannon, I've just always done that. That's just what I do. But God is way up here. What if we asked more? What if we dreamed more? What if we requested more? We already know that it's not stretching him. Because God can do anything far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. So if God can do all of this and is capable of all of this, do you think possibly we could raise our expectations? God, give me more. God, give me greater wisdom. God, I want to understand this. I want to get this. I don't know how to put it into words. I don't know how to put it in words. Because here's the thing. You know you, and I know me. And I asked the question earlier, what do you want out of this year? Well, it's almost, and I say this, y'all understand, it's almost genie in the bottle kind of stuff. It's like, wow, God can do anything, and God's capable of doing anything, and God hears me, and he understands me, and he gets me, and he's limitless, and then why don't I, is the word obediently, humbly, faithfully tap into it maybe? What if in 2025 we spent our year not living like any year before now, not going through back to the whole Bible plans. Well, I've read it this way, and I've read it chronologically, and I've read it in order. And I've read Old Testament, New Testament. I've done it this way. I'm just going to pick something and go. What if we sort of stepped above whatever we've always done? And this year, God, I know it ain't going to stretch you, but God, I'm just going to start praying stretching things and doing stretching things and going stretching things. And out of him who is able to do far more, abundantly more, exceedingly more than we can ask or dream or think. So what's stopping us? Seriously. That's the question. What stops us then? It's not that, well, God would never. Well, here's the deal. We don't ask things that God probably has never done. I know how the story ends. Yeah, but this is outside of God's character. Lord, I want to wake up tomorrow and have $1 billion in my checking account. That's not what we're talking about. Did he do it to Abraham? No, but he did. You know what he did do? He said, Abraham, I want you to get up and leave everything you have. Well, I've never done that before. I can't do that. God don't need what we can do. God don't need our limitations and our strength and our abilities of the past. God's not leaning on us. God's leaning on himself according to the power that works in us through him. Look what he did in Moses. Moses, I want you to go talk to the king. I can't talk. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And here soon he's standing in front of the king. No, I want you to go build a boat. I can't build a boat. What is a boat? What is rain? What is this flood? Never seen it. Up until then, remember, it was just the mist of the day. The mist and the dew kind of did it all. What are you talking flood? Build this massive big old thing. What are you talking about? I've never done that before. God don't need what we can do. God's not leaning on what we can do. God's not sitting around. And here's the deal. God's not sitting around waiting on us to get wiser. He's not waiting on us to get stronger. He's not waiting on us to get maturer. He's not waiting on us to, he's not waiting on something to happen. God's not waiting on, well, you know, our world, we're conditioned. We're conditioned. You start in kindergarten and, well, you don't do that yet. You don't do it until you're 16 and you don't do this until you get a degree, or you don't do this till you do this. We're so conditioned. Well, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready yet. God can do far more. Every one of those translating committees and teams did not have a clue what words infinitely beyond, far more, immeasurably more, just radically more, just whatever you think is way on further out there. Tap into that. Go there. Believe that. Trust Him. Don't trust, yeah, but I've never, yeah, but I got to get this done, yeah, but I got to earn. No, God can do whatever He wants to with whoever He wants to, whenever He wants to do it. What limits Him? If God's, I think this ain't even the right thing, because that caps Him. So it'd be more like that. If that's God and this is us, then what's the issue? What if you took that to heart? What if you said, well, God, I don't understand it. I don't see. And this is sort of how I explained it Wednesday night. What if, remember, strike of midnight Wednesday night, we entered into a new year. Doors swing open in front of each one of us all the time. God doors, spiritual doors. And they're not just those that we think because, well, this is something God's going to do. No, it's all the time. Step through it. What keeps us from stepping through it? What keeps us from... I think that's the question, because God's not limited. God doesn't have a cap. God doesn't have a top. God can do infinitely more. Now, to Him who is able to do far more, exceedingly beyond anything we can think or ask or dream or imagine, then that means, what if we just imagined more and dreamed more and asked more and thought more and just start growing little by little? But is little the right word to use on a God who's infinitely more? What if He takes you and says, come way up here? It's like, whoa, I've never seen that. I've never dreamed that would happen to me. I can't shake this, y'all. It's a word, more. And to Him who's able to do more. Now, to Him who is able to do infinitely more, immeasurably more, unlimitless more, That's our Savior. That's our God. That's your Heavenly Father. That's who we know how the story ends. That's who we're going to spend eternity with. What's it look like? Here's what it looks like. It looks different for every one of you. But I'm pretty sure it doesn't look the same as you are right now. It looks different, but we can't stay the same. Well, I'm just going to continue to think about your prayer life. Are you pleased with it? Think about your Bible study life. Think about how you, one of the things we're going to do a lot more of in Chapel Hill this year is missions. And I'm not talking about get on a plane and fly to a foreign country. God, there's, church, there's people around us in needs all the time. There's people around us that need. And here's what we do. Here's what we do so often. We sit around and wait on it to pop up into the bulletin, and we say, hey, this group, the youth are going here, the kids are going here, the Brother Shannon and Casey and Tony's going here, or this is going here. What if God, I pray that you would open my eyes so that I see the world around me. God, I want to serve you more. Lord, you have blessed me. I want to serve you more. I want to love you more. I want to love those around. How do we love God? By loving others. Period. The outflow, the fleshing out of loving God is loving others. You can't just in a vacuum, I love you, 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 shut up, I love you, I love you, I love you. And be a grouch and be an old rear to everybody around you. No, it's fleshed out through others. You're a Christian, there's no cap. If you're a Christian, there's no limit. If you're a Christian, you ask the question, Lord, give me more, show me more, teach me more, use me more, give me more opportunities. And God, I want to know you more. I want to get deeper in the relationship with you. God, I want to serve you more. I want to love others more. I just, if it looked like 24 or 23 or 22, and I could keep going. We want to grow. You know how when you take boys, girls do it too. Go off in the sixth grade, we pudgy little jokers come back seventh grade, so woo, hit a growth spurt. What if each one of us hit a growth spurt? What stops it? This ain't a sermon. This ain't rah-rah, this ain't a sermon, this is just me. Shannon's trying to flesh this out for himself. This ain't a sermon, this ain't a, wow, attaboy, good job, it's almost over. He's not, no singing. We're not going in with an invitation, no, so it looks different, okay? What do you do with this? And a hymn who is able to do far more, immeasurably more. Now to him who is able to do more than we could think or imagine. Now to him who is able to do, God, the God that we serve, my Father, my Abba Father God, is able to do anything infinitely. He has no limits. Then if that's who we serve, and that's our God, and that's our Father, and that's our Savior, and that's our Lord, and it's like, whoa, that is cool. It's like the floodgates open. It's the page. A lot of you in here write. I don't want to tear nothing. Let me. That's, you don't have this. That's what every one of us have. A blank page. I know how the story ends. There's no limits, y'all. There's absolutely no limits. There's no cap. Yeah, but I've always... Who cares? Yeah, but I've always lived below who I ought to be. I've always lived putting God in a box. I've always lived in this here rat race, this sort of, you know, I walk in and I do this and I sit here for 30 minutes or sit here for an hour and then I go to Sunday school and I go to sit there and I just go through the motions and all that kind of stuff. Now, to him who is able to do far more, exceedingly, beyond, immeasurably, infinitely, all of that, anything we dream or ask or imagine, but at the end of the day, it's your choice. I'm pretty happy. I'm not. None of us should be. Paul says, one thing I do, forgetting the past, I press on. I press on to the upward call. Guys, there's no telling. What he's going to do in you this year. And you. You. And you. What limits it? It ain't him. What's stopping you? It ain't him. I don't know how else to. That's what he told me to explain this morning. It's like we have at our resources unlimited God. This is our God. We walk in obedience. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called. You don't step outside your call, but within your call you fly. You know, everybody here has played Mario, you know when you hit that one thing like and he's like and he's just running over and running real fast, you know what I'm talking about? I think that's what God wants us to do. You know when you come by and you hit that, is it a lemon or a grapefruit or something? You hit it, what is it, Colton? You run into something, it's like we power up, we and you're like, whoa, you take off, woo, 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 whoopee. You know, and he's just running at 100 miles an hour. That's us. I ain't never done that before. That's the point. What would the world think? Who cares? Level up. Ain't no telling. Father God, help us, Lord. Help us, God. I rebuke Satan in Jesus' name from every person. God, you can do infinitely more, far more, abundantly more, immeasurably more. You have no limits. There's nothing stopping you. There's nothing that's beyond your capabilities. And we're your children. We don't have because we don't ask. You say knock. You say come looking. You say ask. God, help us. God, do it. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would let us hear from you exactly what your spirit desires for us to walk in obedience and honor and glorify your great name, walk in a manner pleasing to you, King Jesus. Now to him who is able to do far more. God, do it. I do it in us. And we give you praise for what you're going to do. And we're excited about what you're going to do. We look forward to what you're going to do. We anticipate you. We expect you, God, to blow our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.